Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rhino Stank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things, Point Guard of Podcasting, coming at you from Media's Village. Friday morning, pre-tape. Ladies and gentlemen, the international superstar Zach D'Amico's here.
Good to have you back, buddy.
I'm glad to be back. Sorry I wasn't here yesterday. I know it was a little bit of a clusterfuck. Guys, can you stop taping the soundboard far away from me?
Noted.
Just tape it closer to me. I do it every day. I peel the tape off the table and I bring it closer to me every single day. And the tape is for nothing. Make sure you don't fucking do that again. What a day. What a day we have planned. Ladies and gentlemen, very happy to have back from the Here's the Scenario podcast. Mike Cannon's on the show.
What's up, buddy?
The volume right on these, and also from You Fucked It from the Philly Boys Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Shaner is back on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Philly Boys Network.
So pumped.
What's up, doggy?
How you doing?
What's up, man? Chilling, man.
You looked good coming in. You had a very nice swagger about you.
I'm with my son today. Yeah. My son's out there watching. He watches streamers. This is all he does.
Streamers?
Yeah, dude. The decorations. Like, dude, yeah, different colors.
For a second, I was like,
he's autistic.
He loves ribbon. That's
yeah, dude.
Fucking good. Dude.
It's his thing, dude. He
that's
just loves
fully back streamers.
He enjoys.
Put on the cat channel, just string everywhere. He's, like, look at him. He's going.
He enjoys like a giant foldable ball that hangs from the ceiling, like one of those foamy type accordion balls.
Oh, dude, nice. Those things are sick.
Any party type favors.
So he's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No.
He's in his blood.
He watches like YouTube streamers. Like he watches this fucking guy. Who's this guy that he's watching, Shannon? Who is he? Who is this fucking guy that's raising? Who is this man raising my child?
I think you searched King Crane.
It is King Crane. Pull up King Crane. I don't know what this guy
King
does.
Crane?
What if he's like the white man? The white man is ready to take over again.
Then he is doing your
then
job.
He's doing
for
a pretty
you.
Good job.
I was like, all right, I like this guy. I like what he's saying. The white man is ready.
So it's not video game streamers. It's just
no.
Dude.
He plays video games.
Oh. Yeah.
He plays it all.
He plays app-based video games? Oh.
He plays it all. Shannon, pull him up. Pull up King Crane. See if he plays Warzone or Rocket League better than me.
When you said King Crane, I thought, like, this guy's going, like, Crane game fucking streaming would be fucking
sick.
Oh,
that would be
fuck.
Sick.
I'm just going to
game.
A shitty Crane game. Like,
what's,
look, what's I'm going to be here.
Crane, like the
Crane, claw. The claw game.
Yeah.
Crane
just
game.
Watching somebody
just
do
watching
that.
Someone do that for five
I watched
straight.
That.
That would be sick. Just like a guy wasting all of his money all day. He's like, dude. Yeah, it's like I put in 500 more. Let's see if she gets this child support payment.
I found him playing Call of Duty Warzone for the first time.
Let's see.
Should I go to, like, the middle? It's like 20 minutes.
Warzone
for
the
for.
First time.
Sure, she is.
That is me.
This guy looks like Dave Cyrus, Pete Davidson's writer.
Oh, look, he's engaging. He screams a lot. I remember, yeah, this guy screams.
Good. Oh, you really did. Oh, you really got something good.
Ah! Enemy vehicle.
I hope this is part of the stream where his stepdad comes in and feeds him. I hope he just comes like, why are you still on the fucking machine?
Just puts a Marb red out
on
his forehead.
Stop doing this.
How many streamers have been caught saying the N-word when they, like, by accident? It's happened a bunch.
Gotta be a
like, but, like, known streamers where they didn't realize they were streaming.
Jeff Leach and who else?
Is that what happened with Jeff Leach now?
No, I think it
was. Why did Jeff Leach get canceled?
I don't know. I think he said something about, like, making fun of a woman or something, and somebody.
It was just
playing Call of Duty?
Was it for a joke?
I think it was Call of Duty.
Yeah, was it Call of Duty?
Because isn't he a character in Call of Duty?
Yeah, he was the, what is it called? Shadow or fucking Sparky? Or
I've never played.
He was a character in Call of Duty?
Yeah, but he was like,
we got to plant this C4, and by the way, breaking the glass ceiling isn't worth it, girls. You should know you should stay in the kitchen and maybe make me a fucking pot pie. Also, watch out. Frag grenade now! That would be fucking sick. If he's just like, get down, here come the fucking Seth Spouse. Also, bitch, make the bed next time if I come home and it's unmade one more time.
Enemy UAV overhead. And might I add, there's a reason there's a wage gap. You gotta think about why.
You think you're lost hard? You try shooting a machine gun with 15 rings on your fingers.
C4 up against the wall. We're gonna breach the door. Also, you're welcome, bitch. You're welcome for everything, bitch. I hope you enjoy your comfortable lifestyle while we're out dying in the fucking world trying to make things work, you fucking ungrateful cunt. Also, get down!
That would be fucking awesome watching a dude lose it. She's like, you gotta go in there and record all the voices for this game. Like, fuck.
Dude, Call of Duty MRA would rule.
Yeah, what's the name of the character? He does like, it's like the main voiceover. That's what
I
it is.
Because so, I was...
It's
Ghost.
Oh,
yeah.
I was imitating. I think there's a guy named Soap who's like British or Australian or something.
No, but that's he's like he's that guy. He's the voice. Oh, he'll be like,
oh fuck.
He'll be like, now get in there and get frosty.
And Roe v. Wade is a state issue.
Your body, your choice. Yeah, right, bitch.
They weren't saying it when I was over there laying my body on the line, you stupid bitch.
Enemy was UAV. It? The UAV, interestingly enough, invented by a man, obviously.
Also, it should be enemy UTI. I gave it to you, you fucking whore.
Enemy STD. Overhead. Oh, all right, this is good. This
I
is good
got
bit,
it
guys.
Overhead. Yeah.
Solid bit there,
ran
folks.
Its course.
Wow.
I like how that petered out at the end there. That was actually fucking perfect. We're all like, all right.
We did it.
Let's
did
just
it.
Let this die.
Let's do our plugs. Let's get our plug of Ruskies in there, and we got to keep it. James can't hear us, right? He's just listening to King Crane right now. All right, good. Thank God.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I'll get James to come say hi. He was explaining to me earlier why he could say ass.
Nice.
He's allowed to say ass, he told me.
Wow.
Like, really? All right.
Wait, is that like the bitch loophole too?
Yes, it is. And we'll get him to explain it. I'll get him to explain
means
it.
Means when describing female
his father. Oh. When describing his father.
Dad, you're a bitch. You know, like you're a bitch.
Dude, one time we were playing basketball and he was, this is like 2-3 years ago, right? And he, like we were playing horse where you have to like match the shot.
Yeah.
And he had just watched Mortal Kombat. And Mortal Kombat's a pretty fucking, like, it was the most adult violent movie that he'd seen. And they talked.
The original Mortal Kombat?
No, the new one that they just made.
Okay, yeah.
And he just made, he took a shot, he goes, and he goes, match that, pussy.
Damn, dude.
I was like, what the, what did you just say? And he goes, I said, match that, pussy. And I was like, he was like, what? He was like, that's a bad word. And I was like, yeah. He was like, oh, they said it in Mortal Kombat. And he had the context right and everything. It was hilarious.
Dude, I hope he justifies punching off the cat's head and ripping out the spine. Like, they did it in Mortal Kombat, Dad.
Finish him.
I froze her in the freezer and broke her apart, Dad.
It's Mortal Kombat. What do you plug in, Cannon?
If you're watching live, is anybody watching live or no?
This is the pre-tape.
Don't worry, that went great. This weekend, Saturday, 11-12, I'll be in Wilmington, Delaware at the Queen. I got a bunch of dates. I'm going to be in Fort Lauderdale, Tampa. I got a bunch of stuff coming up. Go to MikeCannonComedy.com. And the two specials I released this year called Mike Cannon's Huge Mistake and White Privilege Homeless are available on YouTube. And check out Here's a Scenario, the pod. We just released our live at Skankfest episode, which was awesome. Bunch of guests, Sam Talent, who I think is the resounding MVP of the entire festival.
Yeah, people love him.
Joe List, Scott Chaplin, Shuli Agar, and Chris O'Connor pre-mountain trip.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Shaner.
Check me out November 12th as well in Pottstown, Pennsylvania for a Philly takeover at Soul Joel's. And then November 22nd, Going to Hell at Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia. That'll be a fucking banger as well. Check me out on Instagram at Shaner Cobbedy, Shanercobbedy, and on Twitter at You Fucked It, YFI Podcast on Twitter. Check that shit out.
Zach Amico.
November 17th through the 20th, I will be in Houston, Texas at The Secret Group, part of the Come and Take It Comedy Festival. Myself, Mark Norman, Joe, a bunch of great people. And then it's good. Harlan Williams, Doug Benson. And then just booked it. I'm doing comedy at the ECW Arena in Philadelphia.
Wait, when are you doing that?
December the 15th.
I'm there with you.
Yes,
I'm there with you, dude.
Yeah.
I am there with you on that fucking show. I am fucking pumped for that
show.
Yeah,
I'm really pumped on it. Dude. December 15th, Philadelphia. So fucking come on out to that one.
If you want to dress up like fucking Axl Rotten, I will definitely.
I'm going to be the Blue Meanie.
I will be your balls, Mahoney.
No, he's got to dress up like the Blue Meanie, dude. You got to just fucking. Have you ever been Blue Meanie for Halloween?
No, I'm saving it.
For what?
I don't know.
His 10-year wedding anniversary. Yeah, dude.
When we renew our vows.
Yeah.
For his funeral.
No, I am.
That's your casket attire. Yeah. Like, there he is.
I am going to invite him.
That would be fucking
dude, if
awesome.
That is the fucking funniest thing, dude, if you make your family dress up with a Blue Meanie in your casket.
That would be fucking amazing. Yes.
That rules, dude.
That would also be great to have a fucking funeral, and then all of a sudden people are about to give eulogies, and you hear Enter Sandman, and Sandman comes from the raft. Yeah. Just like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Dude, that'd be awesome.
My mom. Is my mom drunk? Somebody's hands are his thick.
Dude.
Live stuff coming up, guys, this Friday, Saturday night. Me and Zach Amico, Saratoga Springs, New York. Very excited about these shows. Me and Zach on the road for the first time in a while. Also, we're coming back on November 11th. That night, we'll be at the Stand Comedy Club in New York City. So we're coming down from Saratoga Springs. We have the Offend Everyone's Tour. Me and Aaron Berger doing it for the New York Comedy Festival at midnight at the Stand this Friday night. That's November 11th. That's tonight if you're watching live. And then next weekend, me and Aaron Berg will be in Miami, Florida. Special guest Kim Congdon, November 18th and 19th, Miami, Florida. Lots of other stuff coming up, including McHenry, Illinois, Toronto, Canada, and Washington, D.C., and all throughout the month of January. They're not on my website yet, but there's a bunch every weekend. Me and Aaron Berg are finishing out the tour throughout January, so look out for those dates. lewisofskanks.com. Subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. Thousands of hours of podcasts that you cannot get anywhere else, all ad-free, uncensored, and in one place. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Lewis J. Gomez Comedy on YouTube, iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review. We give out merch for reviews every month, whether they're good or bad. We don't give a fuck. We just do it, baby boys. Go and do that right now. And anything else? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Skankfest location and date have officially been decided on.
Oh, my.
Not announcing it just yet. We got to lock up a couple things before we officially announce. But December 12th, pre-sale tickets going on sale. You'll know the date and the location before they go on sale. Trust me. But if you guys want to get them, they're just in time for Christmas. We're going to be...
Please be Martha's Vineyard. Please be Martha's Vineyard. Can we fucking swarm in on
the Hamptons?
That? Dude, could you imagine? Dude.
Tell James to come in for a second.
That would be fucking awesome.
I like your Michael Jordan and his Hanes commercial mustache right now. You're really inching towards Adolf.
It's a little Hitler-y. I kept on fucking up, so I had to keep on chopping it down.
That was his first book, Inching In Towards Adolf. That was the fucking...
Guys, now the child's coming in. Remember, easy with the Adolf.
Mm-hmm. Easy.
That's the first book I'm going to give James.
That was easy.
That was the other one.
It's a book that... Hi, James. James, you can grab a seat, buddy. You want to grab a seat for a second? James. How are you, bud?
Yeah.
So, what's going on, bro?
Good.
Put your headphones on.
My headphones, okay.
So, I was just telling them a couple things. Number one, I told them about the time that you called me a pussy.
That was awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Hell
thanks,
yeah.
Bro.
Whoa. What the heck
was
that?
Awesome. Yeah. Who gets to call their dad a pussy while shooting basketball and gets away with it scot-free?
One free shot.
Not many people.
It was an accident.
Especially a Puerto Rican father. You don't call your dad a pussy without catching a belt, dude.
Listen, it was an accident, but thanks for calling me awesome.
Yeah, dude. Dude, kid rules.
Look, he takes it again like a pussy.
look at you just dunking on this pussy right now. You're fucking break the backboard.
Also, James, how quickly did you defeat your father in a game of
force?
Yeah,
how bad was that?
No, I destroy him in basketball, please.
Well, he beat me, but I gotta say, I think I beat him, actually.
How bad? How bad did you beat
him? He's really good. I beat him by 1 point, but just because at that one dunk shot when I said that bad word.
You got his head. You got the mental game.
That one.
That's good, though.
Just because of that one.
So the reason, James, the reason I brought you in is because I was telling them that you also feel like you could say the word ass. And you were in the car, you were saying, you're like, oh, I can say ass. And I was like, oh, can you now?
No. Okay. First of all,
That'd be funny. He's like, no, pussy. And he was just like, no, pussy.
Do not listen to them, James. Do not.
If you had a perfect opportunity, I was like, if you did that, I would have pledged my allegiance to you. That would have been awesome.
But first of all, you know, ass means donkey.
Whoa.
So yeah. In Shrek, I'm in Shrek the musical, obviously. And clear. I'm donkey.
I did
and
tell them that, Shrek, by the way.
We read
Shrek
the kids.
All of a sudden says, this ass of mine is asinine. So if you really compare it, I'm not saying the A word as a bad term.
What are you saying? You're saying it as
you're saying as a donkey.
You're and just honestly, calling your father a donkey.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I could.
Which, in your native land, is a sacred
that
animal.
That is actually true.
They blew it.
They put it on the damn flag for everyone. They put it on the flag.
So that but, are there any other bad words you can say?
Well, I do remember this time when you tickled me very hard when I was little, and I said, "Aw, S-H," right in front of his face.
Yeah, he did. It was an accident. That one slipped out as well. Where are you learning all these bad words? Who in your life says bad words that you would even hear bad words?
Let's say, have you ever heard this in your life, guys? You effing da-da-da-da-da-da-da. At home all the time.
Oh, man.
Oh, my.
Always, wow. Always.
Someone
always,
get CPS in here now.
Always F-bombing at home.
Always F-bombing at home.
That's the only father figure I have in my life. Wow.
Damn, dude.
I'm getting dunked on.
Why?
I know, right? It's surprising. I my bet father that figure in my life, right?
James, you're painting it like I am cursing.
You have nothing.
James,
holy
James,
shit.
You're painting it like I am cursing at you like this.
Oh. No, you're cursing it like newspapers and the TV. Also, things that won't turn on fast enough.
How bad and good at the same time did it make you feel that he said you're the only father figure?
Yeah, that was good.
Thank you. Thank you, Baba.
That was great.
Like, I mean, like, what kind of father figure would say such bad words like that?
It's crazy.
Mean, it's like,
I'm pretty bad.
Pretty
some real pussy-ass father figure.
Yeah, right?
That's some pussy-ass shit.
I mean, he kind of is.
Lewis, how instantly are you regretting inviting your child in here?
This is how good I am at being me, that even he picked up on the energy of the show. That quickly. He was like, we trash him, huh? Yeah. That's the whole show? We just trash him? Thanks, bro. Thanks for painting me off being like a violent, crazy father.
Did you think when he said that, hey, James, come in here, you're like, what's this pussy want? What the
fuck? On the news, this father figure says bad words. He's crazy.
On the news?
He's insane, yeah.
On the news.
Yeah, thank you. You think I'm insane? You think I'm insane?
Did you just do the dad thing? Excuse me, son.
What? Insane?
You think I'm insane? I'll show you insane.
Pick your words wisely here, boy.
Whoa.
Pick your words wisely.
Why do you pick your words wisely?
Oh.
When did you turn into a smartass? You used to be such a sweet boy. What happened to you?
Well, it's done now.
It's over?
Yeah, it's purple.
Did you turn a corner and now you're mean?
I hope you continue on this track.
I think you turned a corner and got funny.
He did get hilarious. He killed
Can you give your dad directions to that corner?
All right, get out of the fucking room. Get out now. Go back and watch King Crane.
Remember, bad words.
Great job, dude.
I'm sick of it.
That was awesome.
Edit him out of the entire show, Shane.
No.
It's over.
Just loop his performance over and over and over again. That was awesome.
He sold me out.
Dude, and smashed you.
He did smash. He destroyed me.
I know it's weird that I have a father figure at all.
I know. I know. It
he
was
just
crazy.
Totally put, like, if he was on the stand, he's like, and every day it's F this, F that. It's the only guy I have in my life.
And I'm like, to be honest with you, the kid, I couldn't be any fucking nicer in front of this kid. No. I don't even know what he's talking about. He's talking about yelling at my employees. My stupid and fucking employees. How about you guys not make me be a crazy person to my son?
Dude. That was
I love
so
how
great.
He can't hear you out there, but he can feel the vibrations of your screams.
He knows. Yeah, so I just got smashed handily by my own son.
That was great.
And you guys just encouraged him.
How could you not?
Can I have another cup of coffee, please?
That was good to see.
It was good. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. If you're over the age of 21 years old and in the market for Kratom, you got to get it wholesale from YoKratom.com.
Absolutely, guys. The price of everything's going up. Gasoline, rent, groceries. A $60 kilo is where they're staying at YoKratom.com. So stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations for your Kratom. Get it delivered right to your gosh darn door for just 60 smackaroonies.
Love it. YoKratom.com. All right. Where were we? All right. So we're doing this edible show tonight.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Going to get high.
Comedians on edibles doing crowd work. Just fun.
Love
just
it.
Fun, man.
Wow. Easy peasy. Yeah. Who else is on the show?
How much do you want me to bring for you? In particular, because I'm a pussy, it has been called, to, you know, 150 milligrams.
Well, according to my son, so am I, to be honest with you.
But you just have like...
James is like, give him 25 milligrams. He can't handle anymore, little bitch.
Do you get affected by edibles? I just learned that some people don't at all. Like, it doesn't metabolize in their bodies.
I've seen an edible hit low.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've gotten...
The Joey Diaz one put you down like a bull elephant.
Yeah, but that wasn't the Joey Diaz one. That was... Yeah. 2,000 milligrams.
What? Yeah. Why would you do that?
That was 2,000 milligrams.
I lost Lewis in a diner, and I found him just staring, you know, like the dessert container, the glass. It was Lewis just with his nose on the glass.
But that shows how fucked up you were, too. You lost him in a diner. How big could a diner possibly be?
Because he goes, come on, let's go. And I walked out, and then he was gone.
He's just pressed up like he's looking at the toy
edibles,
you want for
edibles
Christmas.
Affect me, but they usually take a little while to kick in. So that's why I wanted to know when I had to be there. And I have to take minimum 500 milligrams.
Okay. I'll bring that. I'll bring you that.
What's that edible?
I'll get you. There's this place right across from the cellar. It's like basically a dispensary, but they can't be called that yet.
Yeah.
But they sell all weed, all edibles, and they have these little belt. They have these belts that are 1,000 milligram bags, and those. What? If I take 100 of those, it puts me down like. Like if I took 200, it just feels like more potent.
All right, so yeah, give me like
I'll
yeah,
get you a whole bag
like
of that.
Three or four hundred milligrams. I think it should be okay.
All right, cool. You're in.
God damn.
Yeah. But Chris DiStefano was on the show. Who? Sick. I mean, he's like he's 5 milligrams and he's off to space. Karen Fian is on the show. Yamanika is on the show, and Sag Daddy to God.
Sag Daddy to God. All right, I love it. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it would be really fun.
You know, as we're talking about this, I'm getting hungry right now. Ladies and gentlemen, time for another edition of What You Snacking On.
What are you?
Which snack? So we're gonna have some edibles today, which is great.
Yeah.
But more importantly, guys, what you been snacking on? What you been snacking on? Shannon, what you been snacking on?
You know, I only have one father figure in my life.
You know, why it really did make me feel so good that he said he only has one father figure. Yeah. Like, you're goddamn right. Yeah. I literally couldn't say everything that I wanted to say.
Yeah, no, you really...
I said to let him smash me.
Yeah, no, it was worth it, though.
Yeah, it was worth it. Yeah, I guess I eat a lot of frozen fruit.
Frozen fruit?
Yeah.
Like just snack or a smoothie?
No, I put it in a bowl and I put honey on it. And
Just honey and frozen fruit. Yeah. What type of frozen fruit?
Blueberries mainly, or like mango, and then mixed berries and strawberries.
With some honey.
Shit. Yeah.
You know what would be good with that? Throw a little bit of fucking coconut crumble on that.
Oh, yeah,
some
dude.
Some fucking coconut flakes.
I get you. But I also.
Maybe even a little bit of like, now it's turned into an acai bowl. I'm getting fucking.
Yeah. Can you tell Lewis about your omelet that you make? Because I'm still like,
Christ,
it is stuck in my craw.
Are we
for
never going to get off this
never,
fucking
dude.
Thing?
It's wild. It's wild.
So what you snacking on? If you're snacking on an omelet, I think you should bring it to the table.
So this is, look, it comes from the fact that I don't have a lot of fucking money.
I
Let's just
you.
Put that out
I hear
there.
You.
I'm not a fucking millionaire. And sometimes I do shopping at the Dollar Tree. So I don't think I should be judged for buying tuna for 89 cents a can.
What is that cheap tuna? Is that like a starfish?
No. It's bumblebee. It's
bumblebee tuna.
It's straight up bumblebee.
It's a week past expiration, but it's good.
But
so what's the problem with it? Tuna's more expensive now.
I put tuna in the omelet. I make a tuna fish omelet.
That's a little bit weird.
Yeah,
I don't know how that's weird. I think it's. Have you ever done it?
I've never done it, and it's not that weird. something weird. Look,
everyone's been giving me shit. Look at his face. He immediately.
I can't put the taste together.
What kind of cheese goes in it?
Shannon. Sometimes I put cheddar cheese in it. Sometimes I've done Swiss.
Sometimes none.
Sometimes no cheese. Okay. But I've also done
none cheese from none milk. Get them to fucking squirt none. That's the most devious cheese of fucking all, dude. None
virgin milk.
The ultimate scrambled egg.
Holy shit, dude. These nuns are just.
Dude.
Yeah, do you imagine
playing
Jesus
fucking
to make them
playing Slayer?
What are you doing? What are you using my milk for? Tuna fish omelet, bitch. Shut up.
How metal is that, dude?
It's not even good.
Jeff Leach comes in. He's like, oh, squeeze your titties, mate.
What you gonna do there? Squeeze them nipples for
you gotta
me.
Squeeze your nun tits.
Get the nipples all hard and erect and then squirt them right into the pan there.
Make an aged nun cheese.
And maybe it's gonna be goat gorgonzola. Get in there.
Goat gorgonzola. I like it, dude. The show rules. Nun cheese.
It's sometimes you put no cheese in it. Sometimes it's just you put whatever cheese you got.
Nacho cheese.
What I'm gonna say is, it is like all protein. That's the reason I started eating it is because like I was like working out and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to fucking
So for a while I was considered somewhat of a fitness guru within the world of podcasting, right? I invented the Real Ass Diet years ago. It was probably my first foray into hashtagging
you
myself.
You renamed
right?
South Beach Diet.
Right? This was sort of one of the big things in the beginning. Real Ass Diet was the original. I got fucking shreddo, baby boy. And it wasn't renaming the South Beach Diet. It was essentially a no carb diet.
No sugar,
except for I could have fruit.
Oh, okay.
So I could have fruit. That was the big difference with the Real Ass Diet and everything else was I would have fruit and I would try to do it earlier in the day or before work. I'd eat a banana. That was like I would always do a banana before a workout and I got fucking shredded. Shreddo, okay? So Real Ass Diet was a very, very big deal, okay? While in my Real Ass Diet phase, there was like a month where I was like, doggies, because people are asking for diet advice because I'm a shreddo. And all month long I was
shreddophile,
like,
totally.
And I was
total shreddophile, dude.
Super into in-shape kids. Yo, that kid is
child bodybuilders. Like, look, he's like, you got to watch out for the shreddophiles here. I'm telling you right now, if they come to
shreddophiles. It was just baby Hercules. That was the only one, right, dude? But I would have sucked that kid's fucking
dude,
cack off his body.
Been baby Hercules into your face. Hell dude. Yeah, dude.
Baby Hercules can't get a hard on because of the steroids.
So what I would do, though, is I told everyone, I was like, listen to me. You need to fucking, you want a good, cheap fucking meal right there, protein clock? Guess what? Tuna all day. I was like, tuna in the morning, tuna in the evening, tuna at supper time. And I was
like, well, then a guy
people,
wrote in. And was
then
like,
a guy
I'm
wrote
eating
in.
Two or three cans of tuna.
And then I was like, dude, keep going. Keep more.
Go
add
harder.
More. And then somebody else. Poison.
And then
dude, somebody
mercury,
else.
Yeah.
That,
a doctor
was like, yeah, dude, you got to stop telling your fans to eat so much tuna, dude. You're going to get mercury poisoning.
Someone told me the same thing, and I had never. Like, dude, I was eating tuna like all the fucking
just
time.
Just
cracking. Yeah. Dude, I mean, like, I was like.
Shannon was cracking thermometers in half, squeezing the liquid into his mouth.
That's the real way to do it. But I honestly was just like eating so much, and I remember I was talking to Chris O'Connor about like how much tuna I eat. He's like, aren't you worried about
the mercury
in that? And I was like, mercury. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he's like, went over like, you know, the fishing and like, you know, the mercury. I was like, I never even.
Jeremy Piven used that to get out of a Broadway contract.
What?
Yeah, he was like eating sushi so much that he went straight from Entourage to like a stage play. And within like 3 weeks of rehearsal, he was like, this is gay. He's like, I eat too much sushi. I have mercury poisoning. And then they released
him
from his contract.
Man, that's awesome. But I was like, there's no way there's mercury in tuna. And then I was like, oh, man. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
How's it get from the thermometer?
I was like, how are they fishing out there with fucking thermometers? Fucking idiots.
It's a weird lure.
I was like,
dude, I fucking, this is such a thing with, it's obviously my chick. Because I was going to act like I just suddenly got into the stars. Oh. I was like, dude, I was on this app recently.
So I think I found this thing called CoStar, and I figured it out. Yeah, I fucking knew CoStar. It. I knew it, you pussy. Your son is right about you. I knew you were on CoStar.
I'm on CoStar for sure. It's
I
right
knew
here,
it.
Dude.
Yeah, dude.
But also, she had another.
What's it
app?
Say today? What's your horoscope today?
I don't know.
What
say.
Is it?
It's like face the day. Not everything has to be done all at once. It's something real dumb.
Well, no. So you have to like put in like your date and your like your date of birth and the time you were born, and you see if like how compatible you are.
It does the numerology for you.
Yeah,
they do it. Shannon, what?
All of the shit that you talk to me show.
I know.
This is ridiculous.
How hypocritical is it?
Thank you, Shannon.
How hypocritical is it?
In fairness, Shannon, you weren't having sex with Lewis. Right, so that's why he wasn't listening.
Shannon. And also, Shannon, if we would have put in our Shannon, co-star us right now and see our compatibility.
Wait, so it's an app? I don't know what it is.
It's called Co-Star.
Don't act like you don't know,
I swear to God, I had to ask Natalie. I've never heard of this before. Hold on, I gotta download it.
Dude. Do they do that?
You have
they
to know where and the exact time.
If you have it, and then like other people have it, they're like, oh, blah, 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 wants to connect with you.
No shit.
Blah, blah, blah,
and then they'll give you like, so here's what I learned, right? You know when they say like you're fucking like...
Neptune rising.
All that shit?
Sure.
It's based off of where those constellations are in the sky when you're born. Right.
Yes, I know.
But did you think it was because of Mercury?
I thought
dude,
it was.
From, yes,
I thought it was from the movie. Yes, it's word Mercury Rising.
You know the way my mind works, dude. We're talking about Mercury so much, I started thinking about planets. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It is, dude.
It's like, you know what color I love? Red.
You are such a pussy puppet. You're gonna my Shmoopy pie saw a ghost. So we're gonna do. We're gonna read meters. I heard a sound. Papa.
My Shmoopy pie. Dude, no, but what's cool is there's
what
an
else are you gonna
you
get
point
into?
Point it up at the sky, and they show you where all the planets are. And fucking dude, I got so high, and I'm just learning that. Do you know that Jupiter? It's not even a fucking solid planet.
No, it's a gas giant. Everybody knows that.
No, I didn't know that.
How do you not know
that?
That's
crazy.
You fucking
knowledge,
dummy.
Dude, if your teachers just had like weed pills to throw at you as you were a kid, you would have been far more interested.
I know. I really got into. Astronomy that night.
I hope it only was one night. You're like, and I know everything about it.
Yeah, Shannon, so you have to connect with me on CoStar, and we can find out if we're compatible.
So wait, what does your horoscope say today?
Shannon, my name is Lewis Gomez 986. Everyone else could also see if they're compatible with me, too, on CoStar.
Okay, I found you.
You found me?
Yeah.
Are you on that?
Yeah, I am.
You are?
I am.
Are you You're into
on
stars?
It. Why are you on it?
Why am I? Why do you think I'm on it?
My girlfriend got you on it.
She sure did that fucking bit.
Fucking slut.
I fucking knew it. No.
Dude, she's out there. The way
same reason I'm on the same reason I'm on any Zodiac app or anything is because the chick was like, you should download this app.
I know. I really did. I was like, sure,
dude.
Man.
I downloaded the pattern.
We're in Belize. I'm just like reading about our compatibility.
Yo, do not. And I'm gonna tell you right now. She tells you to download the pattern. Don't do it.
I did. It's all swastika.
Oh fucking Christ.
I have a quilt, a pattern quilt of swastikas.
Is that the pattern?
That's my pattern, yeah. What, Shannon? Are we compatible? Or read it.
It hasn't said that you've accepted my friend request
you
yet.
You have to accept it, dude.
Oh, my God. This is a thing. How do I do it?
I lay back and accept it.
Change profile, blah, blah, blah. Where's your friend? Oh, it's Shannon Lee. I got it. Shannon, we are now. This
okay,
is it.
Okay. All right,
but these apps are it's a one-way ticket to either getting pussy or not getting pussy.
Because they take it seriously.
Very seriously.
Yeah.
Like, and if you find
please,
out,
validate please give me dude. Pussy. I don't care where fucking Mars was when you were born.
Yes, the vague.
There's
vague
nothing worse than having
you are a
chick
queen is true.
Looking at your horoscope on her app and being like, oh, and you're like, fuck, I am not getting my dick sucked at all because we're not compatible for some reason. But if they're like, oh my God,
Shannon,
you know you're getting some.
Does it say?
So I don't know how it knows anything about me yet, but it lists me as Gemini, which is true. Maybe I've
wait,
done
you
did you put your birthday in?
No, I didn't put any. I just put my
phone
number
it all in.
But I am a Gemini. How does it know that?
Whoa. This app's fucking crazy.
Dude. It's crazy. Elon Musk.
Did you also know that Jupiter's a big gas giant, Shannon? It's just not even a real planet.
Son, why even call it a planet then? If it's just a fucking big ball of gas, that's not a planet.
Why call it a planet?
Planets are fucking orbs that you could. If I was a god, I could bowl with it.
See,
because it has moons. It's because it has moons and orbits, and it controls the also part of the gravitational
pull. That also depends on your belief system.
I'm a gas giant.
Yeah, he's definitely Uranus. That's what that never mind.
Shit. Yeah, shit. You have to put in the time you were born. You have to put in the city you were born in.
The decade.
So apparently all of my information is in there, and it's correct. Maybe it took it from Facebook. I don't know.
Yeah.
The time you were born is in there?
It's in there, yeah.
Wait, did you connect with Facebook on it? Like, did you sign in with Facebook?
No, maybe I've done this before.
You've probably done it before, definitely. Shannon. You've definitely. You're just a stupid idiot.
I have no.
Your mind doesn't have enough knowledge.
I'm not always thinking about the co-star.
Blacked out with some juice head in bed, being like, "Let's do our numbers."
Okay, all right.
Sure, so babe. Why don't we do that?
So our compatibility is here.
Let's see. What does it say?
Let's see. Sun.
Can we get some spacey music on? What type of music should we have for this?
Galactic
music. What's your favorite galactic artist?
You gotta put that.
What's your favorite galactic
that
artist?
That Beastie Boys song, Intergalactic Planetary. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll stir fry you in my wok.
All right, Natalie's playing something. How do you feel about that?
This is Stranger Things. Right.
No, this is Gayer Things.
Today's Real Ass Podcast is scored by Nine Inch Nails. Trent Reznor did the music for Soul. And this is kind of what it sounded like, the whole movie.
That movie rules.
It did fucking rule. It really got me emotional.
Me too.
Like a fucking, you just get high and thinking about like the opportunities. It's crazy. It really got
exactly
me.
Exactly what you want out of every movie.
Yeah.
Just Trent Reznor doing this music and you feel like
shit. It was a whole other level. It was a really good movie.
Like poking my 2-year-old being like, do you understand?
Watch. Just get it. Okay, Jen.
Okay.
I want the music on still, Natalie. Jesus. I like it.
Okay, so the sun determines your ego identity and blah, 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 whatever.
Turn it down a little bit, Natalie. Jesus Christ, produce.
I'm hearing it loud on my side a little bit. Your sun is in Gemini, meaning you are...
My sun is in the lobby.
Meaning you are fundamentally dynamic, quick-witted, eclectic, and curious. Fascinated by everything. I'm trying to find
this
where
is you.
Isn't Gemini the bipolar, like kind of all over the map?
Yes,
that's the two of them.
Yeah,
it's the twins. It's the shitty.
I'm going to skip forward a little bit. Naturally, this is a relationship that generates ideas. You both have an abundance of energy to direct.
I have an idea. My dick's already out. I have an idea.
Funny, I call my balls Gemini. Funny.
Your cognitive energy is channeled into thinking and communication, while they are more inclined to act. Together, you make a particularly outgoing duo, the life of any good party.
See, Shannon, you could have had it, but you fucked up. Yeah, we could have been the life of the party together.
Yeah, as bartender and a cokehead, of course.
Dynamic duo.
Lewis, you would never know if Shannon would be the life of the party with you, because you always sit her in a corner at the table.
I would sit her in a corner and make her hold my coat.
Wow. Every year, I'm like, Shannon, how's your skank fest? She's like, this table's been great.
Shannon, you don't want to be out amongst the fucking skank fans getting, you know, finger popped.
No, she might meet a husband that way.
She definitely would have.
There were not terrible.
There were some guys that I saw were definitely up your alley. Yes. Like, stay away from her. I was like, you better fucking leave her alone.
I do get defensive over Shannon. I'm like, you leave her alone. She's old. She's having a herpes outbreak right now. Get away.
You let her enjoy the twilight of her life.
These years are for her and her alone. Leave her alone.
Under mood, it says you can instinctively empathize with each other's moods and feelings. Well, we communicate and think in similar ways.
Shannon, the stars wanted us to be together, and you fucked that. You could have downloaded CoStar years ago. By the way, I'm seeing Shannon's face right now, and she's seeing the missed opportunity now.
I know, I'm not.
Because she's a retarded woman who believes in the stars.
No, it's also not true what it's saying in these things, though. We don't think alike.
But do you believe in the stars typically, Shannon?
Do you believe in the stars?
You believe in the stars, Shannon?
I don't.
Do you believe in crystals, you bitch?
I don't know what even believe in them. They exist.
What do crystals
They're pretty.
Do?
Is one under There's your pillow like, right now?
I collect. Like, I actually have a collection of them, but I don't use them to do things. I just think they're pretty. I have them.
I grind them up and snort them.
Yeah.
Let's go. Crystal power.
Sick.
Shannon, what?
I was just saying we don't think the same way.
Yeah, I'm a genius.
Yeah. Yep. This last thing says, it's challenging to understand the other's approach to love and romantically, you frequently end up feeling unloved or uncared for. Mm.
That would be you, for sure. I'd be cheating.
Yeah. You cast a cold shadow, Lewis.
I would be cheating.
Damn, dude.
Our passion and sexuality are extremely compatible.
Woo!
No. Show 'em them teeth.
That's hot. Blame
Shannon loves to get arm-barred in bed. Yeah.
Smacked around a little bit.
Shannon's trying to fucking get it. You saw that?
Right? I did.
You saw that? You see Shannon?
She saved that for last. She's like, just to let you know.
Just so you know.
It would be the best.
It would be the best sex you've ever had in your life.
You would never go back.
You pussy.
The way
she also calls me a pussy.
You fucking pussy.
I'll suck your cock right off your body. Pussy ass. Fucking little
pussy bitch. Little pussy bitch.
With my son started.
Yeah. It's awesome.
You won't do shit about it, pussy.
Yeah.
Let me just suck your balls into your fucking body, you little bitch.
Wow, Shannon. There we go. That was it. Yeah. That was it.
Have you ever had a sex dream about Lewis, Shannon?
Yeah.
No, and I've had sex dreams about, I just had a recent one about, I always have it
about who? Say it.
Hey. No, I'm not going to say it because you blow me up all the time.
I would never blow you up. I would never blow
you
up.
Yeah, but it's going to be on the show now. So everyone just
text it to me. I won't say it. I really won't say it. I really want to know. It's hilarious.
It's not, I didn't have sex, but you know, because I haven't had sex in so long, I don't even have sex in my dreams. But I made out with this person.
You made out with them?
In my dream,
wait,
yeah.
Do you stop sex in your dreams?
It just never actually can happen because I think I can't conceptualize it anymore.
No, you can't conceive anymore.
That
you ever like turn down dream sex?
You know what? I'm trying up here, folks.
I felt like the biggest pussy in the world when I've like half been lucid in my own dream and like a girl approaches me and I'm like, I'm married.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
Just turning it as like Rose McGowan's all, and you're like, look, I know what's going on.
It's dream world, in another dude.
Dimension. Can't do it.
Yeah.
It's dream world. In dream world, you go to your wife and you go, and you snap her neck. You spread wings and you grab fucking the chick and you go up to the top of the mountain and you make love.
Do you ever have a dream where you like start life anew with another lady? Not fuck.
Yes.
You've had those dreams.
So not like, not where I've consciously left my family.
Yeah, like something has happened.
But I have had dreams where like, this is before my son was born, but where I've like, lost my wife at a party, and then I've had two lucid dreams where Selena Gomez and I fell in love together. Whoa. And I, of course, woke up thinking she also had those dreams. Right. That's just purely how serial killers
you woke
are
up. It was Luis Gomez.
You know, Selena Gomez had those dreams as well.
Yeah, I'm like, I gotta get to her.
Look, you may have seen me in your nether realm, okay?
So, all right, we never finished what you're snacking on.
Oh, yeah. What are you? So anyway,
what are you snacking?
Oh, well, yesterday I ate half of an apple crumb pie.
Dude, I had a fat bitch night last night. Dude, my knee's fucked up, right? And I got to get an x-ray. I went to the doctor already. I'm going to get an x-ray. I'm going to go to the orthopedist. But I haven't been able to do jiu-jitsu or work out in like a month, right? And I'm feeling myself getting a little fatter.
Yeah, I was
noticing. Just not thinking things. I'm not thinking about, you know, anything right now. And I've been really busy too. I've been traveling, the roast, all this shit fucking came up. And last night, it was a moment of depression. It kind of like hit me. I'm like, dude, whatever. I don't care what I'm going to eat. And I went to the gas station and
yes.
I got gas station food. First of all, I stopped at a gas station and the door was locked at a gas station. Then I went to another gas station. Like, God.
You should have read your fucking co-star. Yeah, that dude. Was a sign.
Dude, God was trying to say, that dude, don't. Sign. Don't, dude, don't do it. And then I was like, I started banging. I was like, hello, hello. And they're like, nobody came. So then I went up the road, went to another gas station. It was an even shittier gas station. Like the first one was going to be like a Tiger Mart with like a big selection. This next one was a ghost town.
It was a fucking Cumberland
little
Farms.
Little shitty little tiny ass gas station. The snack selection was
in Camden.
Doggy. Yeah. The snack selection was very minimal. So what I got was I got a big bag of ranch pop chips. Which I enjoy a pop chip.
Who doesn't?
I enjoy a pop chip. Potato chips made out of smashed popcorn. Get the fuck out of here, doggy.
Perfect.
Solid snack. The entire big bag. That's all they had. I wanted a small bag. They didn't have a small bag, and I was in the mood for pop chips, right? I'm saying it now. My mouth is salivating.
Yeah,
pop
I can
chips.
Hear it.
Got a Diet Coke, 20 ounce Diet Coke, right? And then I was like, you know, I'm going to need some dessert. So,
for this junk food. Already.
For this junk food. So I got a thing of chocolate milk, and then I bought. I don't remember.
You went from Diet Coke to chocolate milk.
To chocolate milk, yeah. I needed to wash it down with some chocolate milk. The cake that I got, it wasn't a yodel, but it was like a.
All of this is worse than a tuna omelet.
Yeah,
all of this. All of this. Can we just agree?
This was a fat moment. It was. It was almost like a candy bar had been turned. This is what it was, actually. I don't remember which candy bar it was, but imagine they were like, oh, this is like a cake, but it's like a Snickers cake. They were like, oh, this is like it's almost like a little like yodel pastry cake, like in a bag, like Drake's whatever. But they were like, we've also collaborated with Snickers to give you the Snickers version of a cake. So fat.
That's so gross.
Yeah, I mean, like, just, it's not real. When you know how long it's been since I've eaten not real cake?
Dude, it makes the most sense that is, like, at a poor gas station.
It is.
Trying to kill you.
Yeah, it doesn't, like, cake tastes good. This, you take a bite and it just, the whatever materials are made of.
Materials, it's not ingredients.
No, dude.
It's synthetic.
Yeah.
What materials are on these? It feels synthetic. You bite it apart, you're like, this isn't real
sawdust
food.
Sawdust candy. Yeah.
There's been that's preservatives. There's this thing can stay on a shelf for, you know, 6 months. Like, whatever's going on there, it just wasn't good. And I ate every single bite of it, dude. And then I ate half the bag of pop chips. Then I was like, all right, I'm done. Then I ate the cake and I drank chocolate milk. Then I was like, you know what? I got to finish those pop chips. And I went back to my pop chips and I finished my whole pop chip
bag. At any point, did you scoop some of the cake with a pop chip?
No, I didn't. But at the end of the pop chip bag, I did.
You dumped the dust.
Dumped the dust right down my gullet. It was a moment. It was a depressing. Being honest with you guys. I'm throwing it out.
Thank you.
I'm being honest with you guys. This was not a happy moment. This was a very sad moment. Man. This is how Zach lives his every morning.
I've had a tea today. That's it.
Actually, Zach, you look good. You look like you're losing weight, dude.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm seeing my guy.
Good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. Awesome. Fuck yeah, man. I'm happy for you. So I'm on my way back up. So no, I'm going to the doctor. I'm good.
Now, when you dump the dust into your face after eating that shit cake, did you have a moment where, like, what am I fucking doing
the whole time, every chip? I'm like, what am I doing? I'm just I'm eating stop. So hard that my jaw started hurting. I'm just fucking grinding.
You're getting TMJ. It's locking.
I'm like, I'm just smashing them into my face. It was a sad moment.
There's
last night.
There's also nothing worse than doing that, knowing that there's no way you can work out tomorrow.
No, there's nothing,
because
I can do.
It's okay if you're like, oh, I did something today, or I'll do something tomorrow. I'll kind of right the
ship. Here's the other thing is, like, if I'm ever gonna opt to eat bad, it's never gonna be junk like that. It's like I'm on above. Like, look, Andrea makes fucking cookies every Monday. There's a pile of cookies in there that are fresh and delicious. I would eat that. I'd be like, you know what? I'll have a real cookie.
But you know those aren't made with materials. They're made with
ingredients. I know. They are. With ingredients. That's exactly my point. You know? But if I'm going to have a burger, I'm never going to go to McDonald's. I'm just not going to do it anymore in my life. I'm going to go get a good burger and fucking, you know. So there's another layer of, like, just letting go. And I was like, whatever, dude. I want shitty snacks. And it was, and I did. So that's what I'm snacking
I'm
on.
A big fan of processed meat too.
You like your processed meat?
Like, when it, if you go to a gas station, instead of Slim Jims are good. Mm. But I'm talking about the ones that are like those weird red hot links that make no sense.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah,
They look disgusting. I'm like, I don't want that.
Like, hobo on a stick.
And then I get it. I'm like, this is the great. Like, I could probably live off these fucking things. They're so disgusting.
I love a jerky.
Jerky's great.
Love a jerky.
But in my head, I'm like, that's too, like, fucking highfalutin.
I was 10 minutes from home last night and bought Pop-Tarts, like, on my way.
Dude. Oh,
Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Pop-Tarts.
Strawberry Pop-Tart.
Are you a frosted or unfrosted guy?
Frosted top?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that.
So unfrosted, I would get, like, in a 12-pack, and then I'd freeze them and then break them up and put them in a bowl with milk and eat it.
And a little bit of honey. He's like, dude, freezing with honey.
The other thing that's a baller move is fucking s'more Pop-Tarts. If you're into s'mores, which are my favorite ones, you fucking put peanut butter on the back and microwave it for 30 seconds and make a sandwich out of it. That is a fucking baller fucking move.
Yeah, dude. That is some creative, high thinking. Do you smoke a lot of weed?
No. Just gross.
Yeah, I don't think my mouth would be able to process
that. Dude, it's a hard chew. But you get through it. It's a hard chew. There have been times where I almost choked on it. Like, if I die with s'mores and peanut butter, choking to death, I'm like, this would be the best fucking day of my life.
What's your snack on right now, Cannon?
I mean, I had half an apple crumb pie last night.
Oh, that's what you told me.
I also had Pop-Tarts.
The Pop-Tart.
And I mean, candy. I was just at a wedding this past week.
Well, Halloween just happened
well. Yeah, I mean, it's been it's been mayhem, dude. I don't know about you, but the first thing that goes for me are my jaw drops and I have no longer any definition. Like,
You'll see, you can see it in my face. Like, I have a plump face right now. I'm like a plumped hot dog.
Yeah.
And when if I'm eating right, you'll see my cheekbones a little bit. They pop a little bit.
My eyes get inset.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Or deep set, I guess is the word.
It's the winter time, too. Last winter, I did not get fat. I just sort of maintained an even amount of fat for the past couple of years, right? And this winter, if this knee doesn't get cleared up right now, I'm going to just get fat this winter, and it's going to happen. This is actually a warning to my girlfriend.
How's your girl?
Just know. I mean, she's with me now. I'm happy. Here's what I'm happy about. She met me when I'm fucking plump. It's not like she met me when I'm in shape.
Now you have an opportunity to, like, really fucking impress. Like, she already knows the bad.
Yeah, she likes me. You she likes me when I'm a fat piece of shit.
Yeah.
So it can only get, for the most part, it can only get better. I'm happy about that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
But she's, I mean, dude, her body is so righteous that it's like, I'm self-conscious. I'm like, what do I even do here? Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. It's the same person. Okay. Yeah.
At Tim Dillon's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. No, her body's fucking righteous. So like, I'm just like, I just feel bad. I'm like, why do you even let me do this?
Yeah. Nobody wants to be.
Co-star is fucking retarded. Listen to this app.
That's how like, she's like, this fucking co-star sucks. Yeah, I'm like, fucking this mongoloid.
Trust the moon. Terrible. Trust the moon. Yeah,
she's like, she's looking in a mirror like, come on. Come on.
Oh, she's just got a dead stare out the window looking at the stars going, why?
So, like, so here's the thing, Lewis. I looked and I saw that, you know, my Libra is in the house of the sun. So maybe you just come on my back this time.
Here, babe, suck my little dipper. Yeah, doggy.
Orion's belt no longer fits.
I had to fucking cut a hole into Orion's belt.
Oh, yeah.
Punch
dude.
A new one.
Yeah. Oh, fuck,
dude. Man, what a fat constellation.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking yeah. But I'm gonna get back at you. I really will. I will. And
is there other things you can do other than jujitsu? Because if you're fucking knee, why don't you just do something else, like push-ups or sit-ups or lift?
No,
weights?
I'm gonna start lifting weights. I think this week. I like doing jujitsu a lot, though. Sure. I like fighting. I like training that way. Yeah. So I have to start like lifting or doing something else. Watch, Shannon. I see you want to say something.
I was just curious. After you moved, do you still have like a garage gym setup?
My downstairs is the gym. It's even better
because the garage was a whole thing.
The garage. This is the snake pit.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Can I have another coffee, please?
What about, do you do the bike at all? Because that's low impact on your knee?
No, I mean, the knee is really bad right now.
Oh.
The knee is really, really bad.
What did you do to your knee?
I don't know, some sort of CL.
Because in 2016, I dislocated my knee 3 times.
Yeah.
And I tore my PCL. And like now when the winter comes around, I can feel, like you feel it forever.
It's like my whole, this whole muscle up this side of the leg is all really, really tight and fucked up. And then when I walk, it feels like the top of my leg and the bottom of my leg are not exactly connected. Yeah. Like, so.
Because they're probably not.
So here's the bottom bone, here's the top bone. Whatever's there, I'll be walking and I'll be like, goo, goo, goo,
goo. Oh, yeah, dude.
Goo, goo, goo,
goo, they're going to do an x-ray and be like, yo, you have pop chips in your knee. I don't know if you've noticed. You have a Snickers cake in your knee.
I tore my meniscus in college and I never got it fixed. And now, like, there are times where I've been on stage and I've stepped and my knee has come out and I've watched people notice it.
Dude.
Yeah.
And it's fucking jarring.
It is the grossest thing in the fucking world.
It's brutal. And the winter thing is interesting because I feel it a little bit in my knee, but my hand and my nose are like a rain barometer. Like, I truly can tell when we're hours away from a storm.
When it's about to storm, my knee is like, yo, get indoors, you fucking. It's like, come on.
Seek shelter. Shelter.
Dorothy, get underground.
Dude, that's I think it is probably worse now because of the winter. It's also worse because I flew. So I was fine all week in LA. I was like, oh shit, I think my knee is getting better. And then I flew back home and it's the pressure or whatever it is, dude. It's like extremely inflamed and I'm nervous. I'm supposed to fight Ellis in April and I can't train right now. So I'm nervous about that. I gotta go to the doctor
and
fucking
bring a gun.
Yeah,
just fucking.
Well, if I
shoot him,
if
dead.
I shoot him dead,
if I can't train, I'm not going to fight him. That's stupid. Like I can't beat him without being in incredible shape and putting in the time. So I'm going to see what the doctor says this week. But yeah, I'm very. It's a depressing feeling when you can't like. I mean, I can only imagine like if I was actually like an athlete or somebody who like did real shit, like to like lose that ability to do it would fucking kill you.
When I fucking was in a brace from the top of my thigh all the way to my ankle for about 3.5 weeks. You know what is the most depressing thing? You can't shit. Try and shit with your one leg straight. It's almost fucking impossible.
My God.
So I had to hover over the toilet and hope to God I had enough fucking gas in the tank to fire it out to get into the toilet.
Yeah.
Because there would be times it would just hit the lip and fall off. And
did you have a toilet ottoman to like keep your leg elevated?
No, you had to like, I had to rest it on the fucking tub.
Oh my
and
God.
And even then you can't get the leverage in your body to push poop out of you. It's so fucking
that
terrible.
Sucks.
Dude, we're just being immobile. It's just it's fucking it sucks. Like, I mean, if this was like an issue that never went away, it would really fucking depress me. Like, it would put me in a bad fucking mood for the rest of my life. So people who deal with, like, chronic pain, I feel really bad. I'm lucky in that I've never really had to fucking deal with that. Yeah, I've never had any major injuries. It's the first time where I'm like, oh, shit, dude. Like, this is like walking is a problem. Just getting from point A to point B.
Imagine somebody like, because you said, like, an athlete or whatever. You know Klay Thompson? He plays for the Warriors. Yeah. He, really great basketball player. He, I think his first injury was that he tore his ACL. So that's like a year, basically, that you got to rehab, you got to get back, and it's like a whole fucking process. Same thing, where it's demoralizing. You're missing an entire season. He gets back, he tears his Achilles.
Yes.
Like, immediately, dude. So he had 2+ years of having to fucking rebuild, rehab, and start basically from scratch.
That's Lewis with the gas station. That's God saying, stop playing basketball. That was God being like, you know what you need to do? Use that communications degree, you idiot.
No more pop chips.
Fucking threes. Fucking stay indoors.
I gotta see what happens. I'm going to go get an x-ray tomorrow. I already went to the doctor. I got the referral. But I'm fucking,
Dude, I didn't even think of the leg thing because I broke my right hand. And you ever have to wipe your ass with your offhand?
Dude, it's fucking wild.
It's nuts. You've never felt more like an invalid in your life.
I jerk off and I wipe with my left hand.
Really? Yeah. And you're right-handed.
I'm right-handed.
You don't switch it? You don't switch it?
But I do.
What are you, an old cowboy? You don't want to shake hands?
What I do is when I shit... When I wipe,
it's very formal.
When I wipe my ass, I do the stranger. Like, I set my hand first and let it go to sleep, and then I wipe my ass with that hand. So it's like a different person's wiping. I have to feel like
cared for in a nursing home.
You ever did that? Grapes above them.
Thank you.
It's truly opulent. God damn.
Very, very depressing. Okay, so let's see. What's going on with Elon Musk? Am I the only one who's getting annoyed with Elon Musk?
What? I think that's the world, dude.
What do you mean? In what way?
What are you talking about?
Whatever. I keep on just seeing him, like,
he's just
on Twitter.
A herb.
He's being a herb. Yeah, dude. Like, I was kind of into his thing. I was like, oh, great, dude. He's bought Twitter. It's fucking free speech, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I'm like,
nah, dude.
You fucking dweeb beat it. I don't know.
It is funny, the parody account thing where he was like, comedy's legal again. And then people were just making fun of him. And he's like, if you have a different name on your account and it does not state
parody. See, that's
parody.
Bullshit. That's fucking lame.
It's all, well, it's like, it's, the whole thing is just kind of dumb. It's like this, him buying it has turned Twitter into a little bit of a fucking, like, a little bit of a madhouse. Like, people are just sort of like, like, leaning even more into the troll culture. Like, everyone is now. Like,
yeah.
There's like,
well, hopefully that burns it out though, right?
It's like, there's like, it's not even just like trolls. It's like senators will be like, we're gonna fucking troll Elon now. It's like, what is going on? This is not how we should act. It should be a form of communication. Pretend that we're how we communicate in real life. Use it to communicate that way. Don't use it to act like a fucking moron.
Dude, not only that, but you have like doofuses like AOC basically claiming being shadow banned now. And it's like, you have to listen to that from comics and now some fucking dipshit politician is talking about it.
It's just annoying more than anything else. I don't care. It's like, so what is Elon doing with this $8 for a blue checkmark thing? Do I have to pay to keep my blue checkmark?
It doesn't look like it's going to happen. Because financially, he's brought in everybody and they're saying like, dude, if you lop the ad revenue in half, then you're going to lose all of your money. Like, you're going to just lose money even with the $8 because that's the promise of the subscription.
Yeah.
Man.
Pretty
goof.
That's fucking lame.
So, Shannon, give me some insight here.
So what I read today was that he does still plan on doing it, but he's putting it on pause because of the election that's happening right now, that he feels like that may contribute to people posting misinformation, which may lead to affecting the results of the election. But overall, it basically would change the whole meaning of the checkmark, where you're basically just buying it. And they're hoping that the process of having to use a credit card or something would make it so there will be less fake accounts, less bot accounts.
Yeah, troll farms don't have access to credit cards.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
It's so dumb.
I mean, is there an issue with blue checkmarks being fake accounts?
But there will be. There isn't right now.
I mean, it basically should be, though, that everybody
is a
verified user.
But here, so just take away everyone's blue. What's the point if you could simply just buy it?
Yeah, there is no point.
Well, that
it's not an elite
thing. He says it democratizes information, so therefore you won't you're not going to New York Times. You're seeing some other verified user. It's whatever. It's whatever. But all it is basically put all information on an even playing
field. I've never looked at a blue check mark as somebody like, this is good information. I've always looked at a blue check mark as, oh, this is a person that is of a certain status. Yeah. They have a certain amount of fame or fans or whatever else it is. And somebody may create a fake account and pretend to be them. So this is the verified account. Yeah. The only reason, in my opinion, there's a verification. There's no other reason that I don't. And then when you see people that have like 1,000 followers that are verified, you're like, why? Like, what's the point of doing that? I'm not even knocking somebody that is like, you know, I just feel like you don't have to really worry. The whole point of being verified was just that. So you could differentiate who the actual true official count is versus, you know, somebody else. Instagram won't verify me.
Me neither.
Yeah, I think it's because I've been suspended too many times.
That's possibly.
Yeah. Because I like people, but it'll be like fans, right? Somebody will be like, hey, dude, you fucking, fuck you, ain't a real ass dude. I'm like, fuck, kill your mother, bitch. I'm coming to your house. I don't know. Fucking rape your mother.
Yeah. It just ends up being your son trolling you. You're like, you fucking bitch. You fucking, I'll kill you.
That sucks, though, because I've been demonetized for like old clips
stupid shit from
before
years ago.
This new shit has been instituted. It's like you can't. It's like the similar thing of cancel culture. It's like you can't judge me through the new rules when those rules weren't established.
I also feel like a fucking herb when I'm applying for verification. And I've done it like 4 times.
Yeah.
Where like, I'm looking up fucking articles so I can fucking put in the link.
Wow. Dude,
the process for being verified on Instagram is you have to, when you click on it, they say, you know, they ask you for a bunch of information about yourself, what you do, et cetera.
Yeah.
But then you have to show, you don't have to, but if you have press on you, you link them to the press that's been written on you.
Sure.
And that shows them that you're of a certain caliber, right? But every time I'm Googling fucking myself for like a loser, oh, it makes me feel like such a fucking piece of shit. I hate it. I've done it like 4 times.
But you have like Newsweek articles about you, not in a great, not like
not
painting
a good
you
light,
a great light.
No,
yeah, I use my DUIs to get verified. It's like, look, 2 in 1 week.
This is me.
Chester County police officers. I mean, come on. They're trustworthy.
But Ralph is verified. Oh, it makes me furious.
I mean, you could pay a PR firm.
Yeah, you could do that too.
I could pay. Is that what Ralph did?
I'm pretty sure. Also, Ralph has written a whole bunch of articles
about himself.
But I think that has to do with it. Like, if you have like print with attached to your name, I think
I do. Really I have it. A ton. Like, there's a ton. Like,
I thought my High Times interview was going to tip it, and they were just like, they didn't even wait the 30 days. They just were like, no, send it back.
Well, as per Variety, I can get a blue check mark for. Ack Amico.
Ack Amico. Damn,
that dude. Sucks. That sucks. You're in Variety, and they wrote Ack.
Yep.
A-A-K.
A-A-C.
Demand a reprint.
Yeah, dude, fucking, I don't even, it's just so fucking frustrating. You're sitting there like, I have to look at Ralph verified. It makes me so angry.
Yeah, me with Feeney. Feeney's verified, and I'm like,
oh, Feeney's verified?
Welcome to my rage.
Wow, man. I know so many verified people are not verified.
Ralph's verified for the same reason he gets pussy. He fucking paid a Russian.
Dude, Reddit is like shadow banned skanks, like completely.
No
like,
shit.
Every time a new subreddit gets created for Legion of Skanks, it gets fucking nuked. The Reddit has I don't know, but I'm assuming somebody at Reddit does not like the Legion of Skanks. Somebody that's behind the scenes is like, yeah, these guys are fucking, their fan bases are trolls. But you could watch somebody get beheaded on Reddit.
Yeah.
You could watch fucking questionable.
There is no barometer of what
you can empathize with pedophiles.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. And then Legion of Skanks fans who literally just want to share clips of the show, but they're playing by the rules. They're not saying the N-word in the subreddit. They're not fucking like, which you also should be able to. Just downvote it if you don't like it. We have a system. If the N-word is being upvoted, well, guess what? I guess we have spoken, have we not?
Lewis, you can get verified as Lewis J. Duke. <That's> what...
So they made
Lewis N. Gomez.
So I asked some of the fans, I was like, dude, instead of doing a subreddit, why don't we get like a forum made for Legion of Skanks fans? And somebody made skanks.net now, and I think that is a forum that we should start using.
Great.
Right? So we should promote that, right, Shannon?
I saw somebody said you had to get like a secure SSL or something.
I think it is now, though. I think it wasn't at first, and now it is. Go to skanks.net, Shannon.
You can share it.
Go to skanks.net.
I didn't get any warning when I
the first thing, N-word.
Yeah, it's skanks.nword is what the fucking...
There's no warning, right?
No warning came up.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So, yeah, they're good.
Great.
So yeah, I mean, this can be the new message board. I think doing a separate message board that's fucking, you know, not under Reddit's control, it would make sense. And the fans, and I'm rarely going to post there, but I'll fucking lurk, and I think the fans should use it. Skanks.net can be for this show. They can create categories for other podcasts, other gas digital shows, gas digital adjacent shows, non-gas digital shows. Why not? I think that's a great idea. Skanks.net, yeah. Folks. Skanks.net. I like it. All right, so am I going to pay $8 for a blue check mark? I think I'm just going to let this appear. I'm paying $8 a month. No way. Fuck that, dude. Fuck that noise.
That fucking adds up.
It doesn't even matter at this point. It means nothing. It doesn't actually mean anything.
Does mean, though, actually, and this kind of sucks, is that he was saying that you give priority to the replies, to like all that stuff. So basically, if you tweet without a blue check mark, nobody's seeing it. So you're more or less paying for visibility.
I'm considering removing myself from the fucking social media world in that regard anyway. Just hiring somebody. I'm talking to a couple people right now. Just because when I was in Belize, I put my phone away the whole time. And it was fucking incredible.
I bet.
It was genuinely incredible to just fucking have my phone away. Like, you know, once in a while at night, we try to, you know, identify moons and stars. But, we needed the app for that. We couldn't do that without the phone, obviously. You're lying on your back looking up at stars. You got to know which.
I don't know what I'm looking at. Babe, that big star.
Babe, I don't know what I'm looking at, but I believe it. I don't know what that is.
Babe, that big star's my favorite.
That's the moon.
Well, that's just a clocked face on a tower over there. Nice.
It's pretty cool when you look at the app, though, and you look at this, and you like see like where the planets are, and you can fucking. It's pretty fun, guys. It rules, dude. Very manly.
Telescopes have been around for a while, dude.
Yeah, but this telescope doesn't. Don't be an idiot, dude.
Wow.
I'm sorry. There's books.
Canon.
Sun.
My bad.
Sun.
My bad.
I can literally open up the app right now, point at the sky, and go, that's fucking Mars.
Yeah, you can also point at the ceiling and be like, there's fucking Jupiter, too.
You can. It'll
just
go right through the ceiling.
It'll just
dude.
Lie to you.
It doesn't lie.
It lies.
It knows where it's at. It's based off of GPS.
What's that? Your impression of a satellite?
That's why you don't have a blue check mark. That's why. You explaining,
I am a satellite.
You explaining Lewis GPS.
Searching for a signal.
No, that's not. I was doing this. Like, I was like, because the Earth is around you, so.
The Earth is around you.
The earth is
around you.
Yes, dude. You know what I mean. The atmosphere.
The earth
Shut
is
up.
Around
the
you.
Thing.
You know.
You're right. It's
you
around
are
us.
Right.
Guys, I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual.
Yeah, the earth is around you, dude.
Dude, shut up.
God damn, up. That's funny.
All right, People Magazine announces the sexiest man alive for 2022.
Elliot Page.
Who do we think? Oh, I bet you it's going to be some fucking... Dude, it probably is. It's probably some
There's
chick.
No way. Dude, it's either that or it's Harry Styles. Everyone loves fucking dude.
Loves him. Terrible actor.
What does Harry Styles look like?
He's handsome. One Direction dude banging Olivia Wilde.
I thought he was gay, question mark. I thought
he's kind of like fluid, bro. He doesn't talk about his sexuality because he's
so gay. Yeah, super gay. That's their, okay.
Women do not like this man. That's crazy.
Yes, they do.
What are you talking about?
He's a dainty bitch, dude. Are you out of your
Women hated Prince. They hated David Bowie, too.
They didn't really love Prince. Not real women.
Women were lined
women,
up to eat
what are you
Prince's
talking
ass.
About? Yeah, dude.
What are you talking about?
No.
What?
All right.
No.
Okay.
Argument lost.
Yeah.
No. I know Prince was a little dainty bitch, man. And I know that he probably got some high-quality pussy. It's not the average woman. I think if you went around... To the average woman, when Prince was on top in like 89, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I don't think if you just ask the average woman if they found Prince attractive, they'd be like, oh my God, yes.
I think you're a little bit mistaken.
I think you're mistaken.
And the reason I think you're also mistaken, keep in mind, is guys like Bret Michaels and Vince Neil were killing it in the 80s, and they were basically in drag. They were trying to make themselves look more feminine, and they were fucking crushing pussy.
I don't know.
Steven Tyler looks like a fucking bass.
The average woman was not into Vince Neil.
Did you see Steven Tyler? Looks like shit.
You're not understanding what I'm saying. Pauly Shore brought his brother... to the show last night.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And
Petey?
Jersey. Sammy. That's fucking good, dude.
That was fucking... It's almost... How long are you sitting on?
And he had two hot chicks with him. This was an old man. This was an old Jewish man with glasses. He had two fucking hot chicks with him. Guess what? You're rich. If you're famous, I mean, it doesn't matter. Yeah. So I'm not taking rock stars and the pussy they get.
But they're changing how other dudes dress.
Without a doubt.
I don't think that if you went, Shannon, you were, what were you, like 25 and 89? Shannon,
too
what?
Much of a laugh, Cannon.
Sorry, that really Shannon, hit me.
That was rude as hell.
Yeah, that really
actually,
hit me.
Bring Ralph in because Ralph is actually an old man who lived through this era. And Ralph is going to have some perspective on this. I guarantee.
I'm just saying, Cannon is right with the way that like famous dudes dress and present themselves. That they're getting pussy. It like people
I'm
will just start
that
doing.
It's not like I look.
Even manly
I don't think,
men.
Like Bruno Mars gets tons of pussy.
Yeah.
I don't think if you went down the street and asked the average one if they found Bruno Mars attractive, I think they're like, no, he's like a little.
Every
fucking
one of
dweeb.
Them would say yes.
Yeah. Every
and why do you think all these dudes are wearing about? Like no. the Gucci matching one set Dude, with the with
so
the shorts?
No women want to fuck tiny dainty bitches.
I will fuck it. I mean,
I'm proof positive that that's not true Dude, entirely.
You guys aren't tiny dainty bitches. Okay, you're kind of short, but I'm gonna call you a tiny dainty
Thank
bitch. You.
You
still come off manly.
Thank you.
You have a manly exterior.
Jesus Christ.
If Arm & Hammer had a man logo, you'd be it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Ralph.
Yes?
Ralph, you were alive during the peak of Prince.
Yeah, I was in my 40s at the time.
So, Ralph, what do you think, the debate is this, that like women, when Prince was on top in the 80s, right, that the average woman, when you walked down the street, if you said, do you find Prince attractive, that the average woman, I'm not saying that he couldn't get pussy, not that he didn't date supermodels and famous chicks, I'm talking about, did the average woman think Prince was hot?
They think he's hot when you factor in the talent.
I don't know how many. I think they'd say, like, I think his talent is hot. It would be that. It's some star bitches. It's some crystally star bitches who are like, yes, they'll probably still fuck him because they're attracted to the talent. But I don't think that they look at him and go, that is a physically attractive man. I like that.
I think that they see the whole package as opposed to what you're looking at.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's why.
You're looking at one part of it.
You're looking at one aspect of it.
The whole thing.
Yeah, if you just look, it's undeniable that someone like Chris Hemsworth, my secret boyfriend, is good looking on his own. But then when you look at the whole package, you find him even better looking because he's fun, he's likable, Thor. He's famous, blah, blah, blah.
You don't need the whole package. He's a perfect man.
Yeah he so really is. There's and his package as well. But with Prince, it was the same thing. He was a tortured, misunderstood artist.
Who is Thor with? What bitch is he getting?
He, shit.
She, I mean,
she's an ex, I think, an actress.
Storm?
An actress from Spain. She's done a bunch of nude scenes. She's smoking
Hell
hot
yeah.
herself.
Sure, I mean, dude, he's the sexiest man alive, probably, right? That's my vote.
No, it's
no
got
homo,
no, it's dude. Definitely, it's definitely an X-Men or some kind of Marvel fucking dickhead.
He's
There's
Marvel.
No way. No, I'm he's just saying, Marvel. Like, who the sexiest man alive is.
That's,
I don't know who it is.
That's her?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah, she's so hot.
I mean, he's.
God damn.
He's so fucking jacked, and he's too good for her.
We did a head thing once at Sirius XM. We walked by each other. We were both 6'5", and I gave him one of these. He gave me one of them back. It made me very happy.
Damn.
To me, we're dating now.
Isn't that so funny when you say he's too good for her, which he in terms of attractiveness, he kind of is,
He's
right?
more attractive
but
than
do you
her,
remember
unquestionably.
When, remember when John Hamm had that girlfriend of like 19 years that broke up with him because he can't stop drinking? They like it became mainstream media news once their picture came out and they saw his dick in khakis and they're like, look at that pig bitch. She doesn't deserve him. She's disgusting. So much so that he had to make a statement and be like, hey, stop like calling my chick ugly.
Well, dude, Wolverine, what's his name?
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman was with like a fucking old bitch too, right?
Well, I
like,
mean, just he is as gay as AIDS. So
is he?
Yeah,
is he gay?
For sure.
Jackman?
Yeah, the long rumored homosexual man.
No, dude.
No?
He's fucking Wolverine, dude.
Wolverine, more.
But
like
he was at like a musical theater queen.
Noted song
that.
And dance man.
Yeah,
Hugh Jackman, gay.
Yeah, I mean this bitch is fucking.
Oh yeah,
rough
that's, man.
Yeah.
Did she run merch at Skankfest?
It's my sister. My sister ran merch at Skankfest. Like, look how gross this bitch is. Is this the merch chick from Skankfest?
I know your sister.
Well, I wanted
look
to
how
know.
Fucking haggard.
There was definitely a meeting for all the volunteers. Like, listen, you're going to be on your feet all day. And your sister's showing up in fucking flip flops.
Yeah, she's retarded.
Like,
she's
you're going to have to run around and work all day.
Dude.
Yeah. But my sister does have Fred Flintstone feet.
That's Puerto Rican hustle,
and face
dude.
And body. all right. So who I in my opinion, Chris Hemsworth. After this year's Thor, after that scene where the fucking clothes got ripped off his body,
oh my
and
God.
I mean, come on, doggy, is that not a
I mean,
is that not a specimen?
You're right.
But
specimen.
I'm also saying with the way People Magazine
No woman would rather fuck Harry Styles over Thor. Impossible.
What I'm telling you is there will be a percentage that will also be like, I'll do it because, like, you know, that's the right thing to do. Like, you'll have so many chicks being like, I want to be on board saying I was, you know.
Every woman would rather have Chris Hemsworth.
Sure.
Fucking throw her against the wall, except for fucking.
I'm literally right here.
Dickhead Natalie is going to.
I'm literally right here.
I'd rather this little fag.
Yeah.
You ever see that porn?
Do you know how many Natalies there are out there?
A lot of Natalies.
There's so many.
You ever see that porn where they throw the guy's legs behind his back and then fuck him?
Oh, the Amazon fucking? Dude. Yeah, that's.
That's
you would rather Harry Styles than Chris Hemsworth? No way.
Yeah, absolutely.
No way.
Yeah, I told you.
Is it because of the femininity?
That you are, and I really mean this, you're defective.
This is not news to anyone.
I really mean
you're defective.
You're defective.
You really are. Obviously, Shannon, Chris Hemsworth all day long, all the live long day. Who is the most sexy man alive? What do you think, Zach? Who do you think People Magazine is going to say? Because it has to be relevant as well. And I bet you Hemsworth's gotten it before.
What I'm saying is I don't think it is Harry Styles. I'm just saying that could be. But if it's definitely a Marvel dude. It's definitely some sort of Marvel
dude. I think it is Harry Styles. I think you're right.
Really?
You're on the money.
I think I'm just saying.
It's kind of his moment. He had that movie.
That's what I'm talking about.
Does it have to be a different person every year?
Yeah.
There's a
researched, and there were two people that got it twice.
Okay. Two people that got it twice. All right, so it could be, dude. I mean.
Denzel Washington won?
Yeah, probably.
No.
Usher.
It was George Clooney and
Brad Pitt.
No,
Paul
Johnny
Rodman.
Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, they both got it twice.
Of course.
And Richard Gere got it once and a half. Once for sexiest couple, with a Cindy Crawford, and once
with
on
a
his
gerbil.
Own.
Damn.
All right, Shannon. Sexiest who is pet it? Owner. Sexiest man alive. Let's see a picture.
Good.
Wow.
Chris Evans.
So close. You're on the right page.
I knew it was a fucking Marvel dude.
Because last year was Paul Rudd.
He was Captain America.
Captain America.
Is he sexy?
He's also in Not Another Teen Movie.
Yeah. Oh, let's never forget that movie.
That movie rules.
Never forget it.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. The universe has spoken.
You have nothing to say. You just look at him. You're like, gorgeous.
He's a handsome guy. Yeah. I mean, sexiest man alive. I still think.
How tall is he?
Yeah, how tall is
Thor kicks his dick in the dirt, dude.
How tall is he?
He's probably like 6'1".
He's probably fucking...
6 foot.
Of course he is.
I mean, look, he's a handsome guy, obviously, but I'm just saying nobody's choosing him over Chris Hemsworth.
There will never be a short sexiest man alive.
And Chris Hemsworth did...
Johnny Depp, I think, is short, right?
No, he's not that short.
He's 5'8".
5'8 short.
5'8 short, but it's...
And shrinking by the day. He looks
yeah, he
terrible.
Does look like a melting candle. He fucking looks like Shannon? A melting goth candle.
5'10", sorry. That was my guess. 5'10".
All right. Let's wrap it up, guys. You're the best. Thanks for watching. We'll be back on Monday with another episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.